Out with the old and not so fast with the new. Decluttering is a big topic these days. There are many ideas and systems for ridding your home of things you don't use, need, or want. But after all the decluttering and reorganizing, what happens to many of us next? We go out and add even more stuff. It all adds up. Consumerism is a way of life in America. Listen to these statistics. First, Americans spend $1.2 trillion a year on non-essential goods, which means things they don't need. Number two, there are 300,000 items in the average American household. Number three, Americans spend more on shoes, jewelry, and watches than on higher education. And number four, there are more shopping malls than high schools in the United States. Now think about how often you bring something new into your house. Once a week? Twice? More? Are they things you need or want? If simplifying and decluttering your life are important, read on for some ideas on how to avoid adding more. Tame your temptation. Number one, try to avoid retail therapy. Lots of people go to the mall when they're bored or sad. That can be risky if you're trying to cut down on buying and acquiring more things. Number two, if you see something you want, wait 24 to 48 hours. Avoid impulse buying. Unless it's something you really need at that moment, see if the store will put the item you want on hold for a day or two. You may find that your desire for it will pass. And number three, do more things that make you happy and don't involve shopping. Spend more time with friends and family. Immerse yourself in sports, crafts, volunteering, and other activities. Simplifying and adding more just don't mix. Challenge yourself to buy less and enjoy what you already have.